question.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Good morning. Good morning. So, in order to pick up at the beginning of Yadalat Amud Aleph, we have to just take a moment to remember what happened at the end of your Gimel Amud Beis. So, the Gemara was involved in a discussion with regards to different types of foods and different types of items when we account for their maturity with respect to their Chiyuv Maisros, right? So, the Gemara made a statement. This all started because the Gemara made a statement that first, the Gemara said that certain types of kidneys we would go based on their hashrasha, based on when they take root. The Gemara was very surprised about that because that's not usually one of the indicators of when a food should be chayev in chumos and maisros. It doesn't make a lot of sense. We have lekita. We have when you actually take it. We have whether or not it's based on Chanata, the beginning of the actual sprouting of the fruit. What's Hashrasha? So the Gemara says we're dealing with a very specific situation here. It's a statement of Rav Yossi ben Kippar, Amar Mishum Rav Shimon Shizuri, that Pul HaMitzri Shizuru Lezera Miktaso Hishrish Lifnei Rosh Hashanah Miktaso Hishrish L'Achar Rosh Hashanah. So we have a problem because we have this type of Pul HaMitzri, some sort of Egyptian bean. And part of it is mashrish before Rosh Hashanah, part of it after Rosh Hashanah. And the problem is, once you go and take it all, some of it's really attributable to the year before. Some of it's attributable to the coming year. And you don't know what's what. You don't know how to deal with it. So Chazal, since all of this is midrabanan anyway, on these kidneys, so Chazal made a takana that we're going to go basar hashrasha, since all of it will take root at the same time, and this way we can deal with going the same time. So the Gemara then said that was about kidneys in general. So then the Gemara said we have another solution. The other solution is take all the kidneys, put them in a bowl or in a barrel, whatever, together. And you'll know some of them are really from last year, some of them are really from this year. You'll take a scoop of Meiser, and you'll, statistically speaking, some of it will be from last year, and some of it will be from this year. And that's it. And you don't have to worry. So, you know, even though the Gemara doesn't use this language in its distinction, you know, in Yoredeya we have this discussion. If something's Yavesh B'Yavesh or Lach B'Lach, because, you know, mixtures are different when they're dry and when they're liquid. So the Gemara says that not so sure that should work, because that assumes the principle of Yesh Bila. Yesh Bila means that you assume that everything mixed together evenly, so that when you take your Meiser sample, you really are getting some of the old and some of the new. But that is not necessarily, so that's where we left off. Maybe we'll just pick it up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, 6 lines before the bottom of the Amud Beis. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachmeni, Amar Shmuel Alacha Rabbi Yossi ben Kippar. Shomer Meshum Rav Shimon ben Shizuri. So Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachmeni said in the name of Shmuel. Shmuel is the important figure here. That the halacha follows this Rabbi Yossi ben Kippar that said this in the name of Rav Shimon ben Shizuri. That with these special pool hamitzris that you can do this. So the Gemara says, "Maskif la Rabbi Zeiro mio Amar Shmuel hachi." Did Shmuel really acquiesce to this din? The Amar Shmuel lechol ein bila chutz miyayin v'shemen. That Shmuel holds ein bila. Ein bila means that when you have a mixture, you cannot assume in a solid mixture that you're getting part of the old and part of the new. You have no idea what you're getting in that mixture. So says the Gemara, Ishtamit say ha de Omar Shmuel. He forgot what Shmuel really said, that akol holech achar gemar pri. So yes, Shmuel agreed to the psak of this din. The psak of the din is that you can actually be mafresh this concoction and then use the rest of the Egyptian beans for your Rosh Hashanah Suda. That's not a problem. But he didn't say so because of this chiddush of Rav Shimon Shizuri, that you can just assume that half of it's from last year and half of it's from this year. He said it for a completely different reason, that Koholech Acha Gemar Pri. He holds the Kitnios follow Gemar Pri, and therefore everything happened together, and therefore there is no issue. Now the Gemara says, Vitzricha. Right? So now the Gemara says, and we have to say so. So look at Rashi. Hani Tlas to Shmuel. These three statements regarding Shmuel, that Halacha Krev Shimon Shazuri, that we follow this Psak, we'll distinguish between the Psak and the reasoning, Ulechol Ein Bila, and that we don't hold of Bila, that we don't hold, that we assume that when it comes to these types of mixtures, you're getting half and half. And that everything follows the Gemar Pri. You need to include all of that to clarify Shmuel's Psak. So the Gemara wants to know, why? Why can't I just say the Iyashmin and Aloch Rav Shimon and Shizuri? If I just said the Aloch is like Rav Shimon and Shizuri, that we follow this Psak, how about me? I would assume Mishim the Kosar Yesh Bila. Maybe Shmuel really holds Yesh Bila. Kamash Milan, then no. I tell you the Chiddush, he holds Ein Bila, except for the liquids. So why don't you just say that? That he holds Ein Bila. I mean, a Rabbanon Soverlei. I might hold that he holds like the Rabbanon. I might think Shmuel holds like the Rabbanon against the Psak of Rav Shazuri. Not necessarily the reasoning. So we're like, Kamash Milan, Alachak Rav Shimon Shazuri, that he does hold of this Psak, that you can be mafresh these. V'yashmin hani tarti, so just include those two, and you'll cover both of those situations, both of those considerations. Havamina kasha d'shmuel d'shmuel. If I just left it hanging there, I would have a kasha shmuel on shmuel. Rashi says, hacham r'shmuel loch krev shimon d'yesh bila v'acham r'em bila. If you leave bila out of the equation and you just say we follow the psak, then, but you should know, he also, and the psak really assumes ein bila, and the psak assumes yesh bila, then you're going to think we have a stira with shmuel. So kamash l'na hakol holech achar gemar pri. So we include the fact that everybody follow by Kitnios Gemar Pri. V'yashminat, so just say that. I call it Achah Gemar Pri, and I don't have to get into Bila and no Bila. So Havamina Filu Tvu of Zaysim Nami. So I might think that he holds that way even by Tvu and Zaysim. Kamash Milan, that's not true. Halach Krav Shimon Shizuri B'may Depolik. Ulishma'in and Hani Tarti, and go with these two. L'chol Ein Bila Lamali. That's why I have to teach you the Yayin and Shemen, he does hold of Bila. And that's the Svar of Shmuel. So he holds of the Psak, that you can be mafresh these things, but he disagrees with the reasoning. He holds the reason is because I call Holech Achar Gemar Pri. Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, so now the Gemara wants to understand a little bit these different these different dinim about when things are considered as having reached maturity, and therefore when they become chayiv and shumos and maestros. So the Gemara says, Tanya, we learned in a brisa, Rabbi Yossi Haglili Omer. Rabbi Yossi Haglili says, the pasuk says, and this is very apropos for us, I think this pasuk has to do with sukkos, right? Looking for my Torah, right? Chag asukos tas lechos shivas yamim be'asbecha migarncha miyikvecha. You should make sukkahs for 7 days. And what's one of the names of sukkahs? Chag ha-sif, right? The chag of gathering. So, ba'aspecha migarncha miyikvecha. You make this chag. When do you make this chag? When you're gathering your goren and your yekev, your wine and your grain. Ma goren v'yekev miyuchadim shegedilin al-mei shana she'avra. Umisashin Lashana Sha'avra, just like Garin and Yekev, this we know, Minatorah, that they are grown on the waters of the previous year. When you're looking at it at the thresh floor, it didn't get the water of last year. It didn't get the water of this year, it got the water of last year. And therefore it gets the miser of last year. Avkol Shigadilin Ame Shana Sha'avra. Therefore anything that's Godel on the water of last year, Misashin Lashana Sha'avra, is based on the water of last year, and therefore is based on last year, and therefore the fruit, so long as they had a certain amount of growth, that would apply to last year. That's Rashi says. Mikan samchu chachamim lekvo asman ma'ase yerek. Sorry, yatsu yurakos, that excludes yurakos vegetables shegedilin almei shana haba umisashin l'shana haba. that Yerakos, which may have been the beneficiary of the water of last year, but Yerakos don't only get from the water of last year. When you're looking at a Yerek that you took right before Sukkos, Yerakos suck from the ground water all the way to the end. That's why the Rishonim say that if you cut them early enough, they'll regenerate. You'll get another Yerek in that season. So the Yerek is not only getting the water of last year, it's also getting the water of this year. So therefore the Yerek would be given, would have its Meiser based on Lashon HaAba. And that's what Rashi says, B'kansa b'chocham l'kbol, z'man Meiser Yerek, the divreim acher l'kita, la'smachta b'ga alma. And therefore, it goes Basar l'kita. L'kita is already in the new year. Rabbi Akiva, Omer, Rabbi Akiva says a different source, I mean from the same pasuk, but in a different way. He says it doesn't have to do with when it got its water, it has to do with the very nature of the produce itself. Just like Goren and Yaakov are miyuchad, that they grow from the amount of, a tremendous amount of water, and they are miser from last year. Kol shkedulin arov mayim misasrin l'shana she'avra. So to all fruit, says Rashi, rov mayim, what does that mean, rov mayim? Hey, me geshamim, sherov zorim gedilim al yadam, that it all comes through the mayim of rain. So al kol mayim afal she'uvim shedulin u'mashkin osan tamit. So yatsu yirakos, that excludes yirakos, why? Shegedilin al kol mayim. That Yerakos grow not only through rain, but also through irrigation. They also need more than just rain. And therefore they have Meiser later. So what's the difference between whether or not you say this has to do with actually when they receive their water, or has to do with the nature of how, in fact, they are irrigated? So Amar Avavo, well, what if we have a case of Bitzalim Asrisin Upula Mitzri, these types of onions, and this, again, Pula Mitzri, this Egyptian bean, ikabeinayu. That could be a difference. Why? Because the Tanah we learned in the Mishnah, but Salma Susan Upula Mitzri Shemonameh Mayim Shloshim Yom Lifnei Rosh Hashanah. You want them to come out nice and hard for Rosh Hashanah. So you stop watering this kitneos before, and this vegetable before 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. So the question is, when does it get Meisered? Does it get Meisered with last year? Does it get Meisered with next year? So the Mishnah says, Misasrin L'Sha'avar. It gets its Meiser from last year, and therefore it's counted as part of last year. And if this year is a Shemitah year, it's Mutarim B'Shvius. V'imlav Asurim B'Shvius. U'mizasun L'shana Haba. So that would be enough, Kamina, because if you say that the real reason was when it got its water, right? If you say it really has to do with when it received its actual irrigation. So here, we know for sure it didn't get later on because we cut it off from being watered 30 days before. But if it has to do with just the nature of the vegetable itself, so then it doesn't change its nature just because we cut off the water. Okay, back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that Be'echad B'Shvat, that on the first day of Shvat, Rosh Hashanah Le'ilon, that we have Rosh Hashanah for Elon, right? That's not when we celebrate the Rosh Hashanah for Elon. When do we celebrate the Rosh Hashanah for Elon? Who knows? Guys, Tu Bishvat, right? So where does that come from? So there's a Machlokas Tanoim in the Mishnah. Be'echa Bishvat Rosh Hashanah le'Elon. Whose opinion is that? That's the opinion of Beis Shammah. And Beis Hillel says we celebrate it on Tu Bishvat. So the Gemara says, my time, what's the reason? Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Oshia, Hol v'yotzu rov gishmei shana. Since most of the rain has ended, so Rashi explains, we're now in Tishrei, right? We're around Sukkot's time. The rainy season starts in the middle of Cheshvan. It goes through Kislev, through Teves, through Shvat, halfway through Shvat. Around the middle of Shvat or so, the rainy season ends. And then the winter has another 2.5 months until we get through the month of Nisan. Then we're dealing with spring. So says the Gemara, that Hov Yatzu Rov Gishmei Shana. So what happens in the month of Shvat? What happens around that time, Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of Shvat? We're already most of the way through the rainy season, but we're most of the way through the rainy season, but we still have another 2.5 months of actual winter. So since we're most of the way through the rainy season, that's our cutoff. We still have most of the tkufa, that season, the actual winter season, is outside the count, meaning we still have that to go. So my kamar, what does that mean? So the Gemara just clarifies, what does that mean? That means that even though you would think, when should we start? We should start from when the trees actually bloom, right? The trees are going to bloom in Nisan. That's when you go out and you make your brachos, right? So that's when you should start. Why is the year starting in the middle of Shvat? There's nothing going on in Shvat. So what do you call it? So why does it start in the middle of Shvat? It starts in the middle of Shvat because already we're most of the way through the rainy season. So first of all, it's very interesting that the Rosh Hashanah Le'ilonos, the Maharal talks about this in a little bit of a different context, but in his analysis of this Machlokas Tanoim, that the whole Rosh Hashanah of Tu B'Shvat is a Rosh Hashanah of potential. Rosh Hashanah of Rosh Hashanah is already, it's an accomplishment. Nisan is already Geula. The Rosh Hashanah of Shvat is the Rosh Hashanah of potential. Why? Because nothing's blooming, right? Nothing's blooming. What's happening? So the Gemara says the sap is starting to go up. Why is the sap starting to go up? Because the rainy season is already pushing the trees into the next phase. So since we're more than halfway through the potential for growth, therefore, boom, that's our Rosh Hashanah. It's the Rosh Hashanah of Kochos. And it's a very beautiful idea. That's why it's in the middle of the winter, because the winter is when you don't feel that sense of accomplishment. You know, you feel that now in Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, you feel a sense of accomplishment. But what can you access? You can access that sense of potential. I told this to Nissi Gertz. He told me this is all garbledygook made up by gullus-minded Amorim, and that if you are in Israel, you will see that around Tu B'Shvat, things start to bloom. Not even a question. That's what the Mishnah is meant. He thinks this is all invented by, like, you know, gullus rabbis who wanted good drushes for Tu B'Shvat.
Here and in Canada and so on, the maple sap is harvested in the middle of the winter.
Oh, that makes sense. Because it's already coming up.
It's coming up.
Yeah, that makes sense. Cool. Good. So says the Gemara, Tana Rabbana, Ma'aser Rabbi Kiva Shalikud Esar Rabbiyachal B'Shvat V'Nog Bo Shnei Isur. So what happened? That Rabbi Akiva, he picked an Esrog on the first day of Shvat. So the first day of Shvat is already the new year according to Beis Shammai. But it's not yet the new year according to Beis Hillel. So if you do it after the first day of Shvat, you're really in last year for Beis Hillel, and you're ready in next year for Beis Shammai. So what did he do, Rabbi Akiva? A big machmir. He wanted to make sure he covered all his bases. So v'noagubo shnei yishurin. What he did was he took meiser for both years. What does that mean? He took meiser for both years. Different years in the cycle have different meiseros. So the year two has meiser sheni. Year three has meiser ani. So he took both Meiser Sheni and Meiser Ani. And the Rishonim discuss here, did he take two percentages or did he have some sort of Brera here or how exactly this worked? But he did both. So he did one to cover Beis Shammai. He says, Rashi Yom Shnuschat Shishana V'Kvar Nichnas L'Shlishis Mashiach HaSheicha. We don't have a new year until the 15th. So the Gemara said, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer, he didn't like this at all. Lo minog Beis Shammai veBeis Hillel nogba, ela minog Rabban Gamliel Rabbi Eliezer nogba. He says, no. He wasn't trying to fulfill both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. That's not what he was doing. He was trying to fulfill both Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer. Why? The time we learned in the Mishnah, Esrog shavale ilam begimel drachim. An Esrog is compared to a tree. Esrog has unique fruit. So it has properties of a tree in halacha with respect to three different things. Uli yerek b'derech echad. But in one way, we actually treat it like a yerek, like a vegetable. Shavu le'ilon migimel drachim. It's like an ilon in three ways. Le'orla, le'revai, le'shvias. With regards to orla, the 3 years you're not allowed to eat from it. Revai, the fourth year, not to revai. Uli shvias, and for shmita, it's compared to a tree. Uli yerek b'derech davar echad. How do we compare it to a yerek? Shebishas l'kitaso ishuro. That we take its miser based on when we're malakid it, not based on chanota. Rashi says sheim chanta b'shniyah v'nilketas b'shlishis, that if it blossomed or it bloomed in the second year, and it was grabbed in the third year, Misasher Kedas Shana Shlishis Kiyarek, Lefisha Av Udark Ligodal Al Komayim. This is a famous Gemara in Kedushin, that since it grows so much on water, esrog trees use much more water than a regular tree, so therefore, in certain ways, it's treated like a vegetable, and in this way, it's treated like a vegetable, we go basal likitaso. No, esrog shavala ilan l'chol davar, that it's considered like an ilan for everything. So that's what it was that Rabbi Akiva was being machmir on. The reason why he chose both years is because the Chanata happened in one year, the Lakita happened in another year. Nothing to do with Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel. Might have even happened around the Rosh Hashanah of Beis Hillel. But he was worried that it wouldn't, he took the Meiser Sheni from the year of the Chanata, because maybe Rebbe Eliezer is right. And he took the Meiser of, Ani based on Lakita, because maybe Rabban Gamliel is right. And so therefore, he was machmir for both. And that's this story about Rabbi Akiva taking two different meisers on one esrog has nothing to do with Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, it has to do with this machlokas. So the Gemara says, Umi avdinan ketrei chumrei. So the Gemara says, is it possible that he's going back to this idea that maybe he took it based on Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, could he have tried to follow both the chumra of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel? Well, Tanya, we learned in a braisa, La'olam alacha kedivrei Beis Hillel. We pass like Beis Hillel. V'aros alazos kedivrei Beis Shammai. You want to be machmer like Beis Shammai? Also kedivrei. You want to be machmer like Beis Shammai? Okay. Also kedivrei Beis Hillel. Also, if you're going to do like kedivrei Beis Hillel, also mikulo Beis Shammai, umikulo Beis Hillel, Rasha. So if you try to take the coolest of both, so then you're called a Rasha. Mechumra Beis Shammai, Mechumra Beis Hillel. Try to take the Chumras of Beis Shammai and the Chumras of Beis Hillel. All of a kosovom, and the Torah calls you Ksil B'choshecholich. You're like a fool walking in the dark. Because sometimes these Chumras are mutually exclusive, conceptually, right? In other words, you can't... Sometimes when you are being machmir for one shita, and then you try to be machmir for the other shita, by definition, you're being mako for the other shita. That doesn't work. It doesn't always work. So Ela Ikabe Shamay Bikulein Bhumrasein, Ikabe Sol Bikulein Bhumrasein. But no, either you have to pick a system. Either your rabbi is a Beis Hillel rabbi and you follow his kulas and chumras, or your rabbi is a Beis Shammai rabbi and you follow his kulas and chumras, right? Now we all know all the different ways in which people like to pick and choose the different. I remember that I don't want to say this too much on tape, but I remember that when we were building the Eruv in a certain city and relied on a certain posek for the Eruv that had a big kula for city Eruvim. And I remember the Rebbe was talking to us about this, trying to explain to us that in this rabbi's Shuvah Svarim, he has a shaila. If it's mutter to eat in a home that once had a television, doesn't have one now, but it once had one, is it mutter to eat in such a home? And it's on this, you know, posek that we're hanging our very tenuous wire of, you know, how to get around a certain problem.
He was making in the air.
He was making in the air. So the point is that, you know, sometimes, so again, you know, there are principles of psak. That doesn't mean that, you know, we always follow Rav Moshe on every single thing. We always follow the Rav on every single thing. But sometimes we have to, you know, that's why you have to work with poskim to make sure that what we are doing and what we're not doing is, you know, has some integrity to it. You know, like with Sfira, this comes up a lot. In the 3 weeks, this comes up, you know, you like want to like grab Rav Moshe for the baseball game and grab the Rav for the shaving, and but they're all based on completely different systems and assumptions. One's based on the assumption that it's the structure is one way. One's based on the assumption structure is another way. So, you know, so says the Gemara. So you want to be machmir, but you have to have integrity to how that works, and that's why you have to make sure that you have a mesora on how that works. So, Rabbi Akiva Garmet. So says the Gemara. So Rabbi Akiva Gamre istapik lev. So how could he start being so here, especially here? By definition, what do you mean you're being machmir like Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? According to Beis Shammai, right? You're being machmir, but you're putting your stuff in two different years. So the Gemara says, no, Rabbi Akiva Gamrei Astapik Levi Liyodi Bishilo Be'echa Bishvad Ibitu Bishvad. The Gemara says something very bold, that no, that wasn't really Rabbi Akiva's suffix. Rabbi Akiva actually was not sure whether or not Beis Hillel held that the Rosh Hashanah Le'ilonos was the first day of Shvat or the 15th of Shvat. Even though we have a Mishnah Mifureshes of what the Masorah was, Rabbi Kiva seemed to be Mesupak. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudah, Omer, Lo, Minog, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, Nogba, Ela Minog, Rabbi Gamaliel, Rabbi Lezer, Nogba. And that's the point. So Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudah says, no, he didn't, it was nothing to do with, he didn't know when Beis Hillel was. He had this other suffix about whether or not we follow Rabbi Gamaliel and Rabbi Lezer, whether or not we go Basel Lakito or Basel Chanatu by Nesruk. Be'echa b'shvak b'shamay nagba. So the So now the Gemara is bothered by a separate question, which is that even if you want to say that you're not sure what the story is with the even if you want to say that you're not sure whether or that Rabbi Kiva suffik was whether we go basar chanata or basar lakita. The story happened. Ma'isa Rabbi Kiva shliket esrog be'echad b'shvat. So, if the story is happening on echad b'shvat, even if the suffik is about this other machlokas, it still sounds like what's the day that we're playing with? In other words, that we're mesupak, whether or not it's basar chanata, basar lakita, echad b'shvat. And whose sheet does echad b'shvat? Beis Shammai. So, what Rabbi Kiva is still assuming like Beis Shammai. So, the Gemara is surprised about that. So the Gemara says no, that wasn't what happened. Rabbi Lez Nagba be'echa b'shvak be'shamay Nagba. Amar Rabbi Chanina v'itema Rabbi Chanina ha'cha be'eso shechantu peiros of kodem tu b'shvat kodem tesvav de'idach shvat askinon. So the Gemara says no. The story was that this is about an esrog from the previous year. In other words, the chanato was already after the previous tu b'shvat. And it happens to be that then why are we so focused on Echad B'Shvat in the following year? The Gemara says, "Uvidinu afilu kodem l'chein." Really, this suffix existed beforehand. In other words, this incident happened the previous two B'Shvat, but we're sitting here on the following Echad B'Shvat trying to figure it out. How this thing was preserved that long, I don't know, right? But we're trying to figure it out. Umaisa shahaya kachaya, but lamaisa, that's when it happened. But we didn't mean at all to insinuate in any way that he was following Beis Shammai. Ravino Amar. Karach b'tani, just to correct the whole formulation. Lo echa b'shvat haya, ela tesva b'shvat haya. Lo minog beis shamay o beis hillel no'agba, ela minog rabbi gamliel rabbi lezer no'agba. That no, this explicitly the mesorah was that this didn't happen on echa b'shvat, it happened on tu b'shvat, and therefore there's no issue with beis shamay, and it wasn't a suffik beis shamay beis hillel that he was going kachumram both of them. That it was actually just. It was actually a suffix about Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer. Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna Hashda Amar Rabban Gamliel Esrog Achar Lekitaso Ishuro Kiyerek. Now that we know that we follow Basar Lekita by an Esrog, Rosh Hashanah Shalo Tishrei. So it's Rosh Hashanah maybe should be Tishrei. So the Gemara is now going to get into Akash on how that works. Okay. We'll pause here. I mean, I could finish the last few lines, but you're going to have to do them again anyway, in order to follow through. The Gemara then asks a question. So now the Gemara is trying to figure out how could you go from one on to the other, and the Gemara clarifies it with a number of different approaches, and we'll get there next week. Okay, very good.
How are you doing
So the Rishonim say he was dealing with. That's a good question. First of all, you could redeem it, but I think the Rishonim actually assume he was dealing with a number of different.